Good morning, afternoon, evening, and morrow, everyone. A cold wind blows through the trees and chills the bone. We, the wandering skeletons, mere statures of ourselves, cling to the dying fires which receive the wind and grow into a blaze which in turn consumes us. My dear listeners, the Bobini family quickly uncovered my ruse when Polly's dachshund double ate a brick of heroin disguised as a doggy bone. A furry faux pas which the real Polly never would have made.
Goddamn right he wouldn't have. Now where's my fucking dog?
Joining me in the studio today is Gandolfini Bobini, famous...
Infamous.
Infamous mobster, drug peddler, hostage haver, and host of his own podcast, So, You Wanna Be a Millionaire, illegal version, now streaming on Spotify. Happy to have you here today.
I wish I could say the same. Now let's get down to business. Who has my dog and what is this show?
Hey, so I'm Aaron and, big fan, by the way. How to Be a Millionaire, illegal version, helped me with my first divorce.
Huh? Yeah, that's gonna be chapter one of the companion book.
Oh, sick. Yeah. So, like, I'll be honest, this podcast is pretty dumb. She has problems, and then she'll take advice from the audience, like anyone, and then does it.
Why? What for?
I believe in the ultimate goodness of man.
She has no sense of self. She thinks that if everyone else gives her the answers, then she's never responsible for the consequences.
Oh.
Damn. So, my dog?
I... That's not why I do this.
Do what?
This podcast, you know. I care and I want people to feel valued.
Do you really think that, like, people feel valued when you take their advice?
Well, yes, I'm listening to them.
Hey, what kind of advice do they give?
Helpful stuff. That's why the name of the podcast is Help Self and I'm the Self.
Bruh, that's not it. They just want to see how far you'll go.
That's not true. Is it, listeners? Call in and tell me whether or not I should listen to Aaron here.
Do you usually get more than one call per show?
So, do you really want to know what happened to your dog?
Yeah, I wouldn't be standing here holding a gun to your head and guessing for free on this amateur podcast if I didn't.
He's dead.
The fuck you saying?
He went to a farm upstate, and he's sleeping in the river with the fishes.
I'm gonna give you 10 seconds to explain.
You know the Martinet family? Yeah, well, Martini Martinet's son's cousin's friend from the third grade math came to me when he learned that I'd been assigned to walk Polly. Of course I refused, but what's a weak gal supposed to do against a strapping paisano like that? He took Polly and said he was gonna eat him like the hot dog he was.
Hey, let's get it straight, huh? Are you fucking with me right now?
No. And he said that he'd smothered that dog in mayo, too.
Oh, that son of a bitch. I'm gonna... Oh, I'm so mad right now. I don't even know what I should do.
You want my advice?
Go for it, kid.
Let sleeping dogs lie. Next to their murderers. Kill the Martinet family and their little dogs, too.
Don't skip town. We aren't through. But today? Well, every bitch has her day.
Well, listeners, you wanted to see how far you could push me? Consider me pushed. When men's minds are clouded by rage, the clever cut through the mist and come out on top. I'll see you next episode. And as always, good morning, afternoon, evening, and night.
Did you just forget that I was on the line?
Advice can be given at 323-609-7078. That's 323-609-7078.